The far frontiers of science are where dangers often lurk, in deep, dark, drafty tunnels, but it's a job we mustn't shirk. It isn't too exciting, but at least it's steady work, waiting for the proton to decay. The US project's ready, it's tested and rehearsed, in an MX missile silo, just waiting for a burst. So provided Ronald Reagan doesn't decay first, we'll be waiting for the proton to decay. The Russians too are ready, they're at it to a man. They're already in the 10th year of their 5-year plan, and they're moving their detectors into Afghanistan, where they're waiting for the proton to decay. Down under in Australia, where new ideas spark, they have a brand new theory that's emerging from the dark, that the proton's a marsupial, in its pouch you'll find a quark, waiting for the proton to decay. The British can't afford it, their budget wouldn't yield, so English protons must decay in some far-off foreign field. From Belfast to the Falklands, each proton's fate is sealed. No use waiting for those protons to decay. In India, they're searching hard, deep down in a mine, while up above the grassy lawns are manicured and fine. The grass is severed blade by blade, well, it helps to pass the time while you're waiting for the proton to decay. The Japanese are clever and not to be surpassed. They've built a better proton, which they've shown to us at last. The one they've built spins either way and it decays twice as fast. Less waiting for the proton to decay. The mass of the neutrino is more than we suppose. I called for information, but the message got transposed. They said call back on Monday, the universe is closed. So I'm waiting for the proton to decay. Cosmic rays are such a blessing, they brighten up our day. They don't knock off at weekends or strike for better pay. So please raise up your glasses to the humble cosmic ray, while waiting for the proton to decay, waiting for the proton to decay.